but I closed them. Evidently, they got opened again. I don't know, but I the ones I saw, I closed.
You need lock boxes.
Yeah, I'm getting to that point because if I get anything in the mail that I want, and they don't mail it to go FedEx or anything, so it's going to be through the mail. It's cheaper. Yeah. Even FedEx, it goes through the mail.
Yeah, you just have to get lock boxes.
All right. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I'll adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
Any opposed?
No.
Public comments?
Our roads are getting really, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about that.
Approved minutes from regular meeting of February 19th.
I'll approve them.
I'll second it. It was your birthday, so you can't.
Yeah. I can't do it on my birthday.
Any opposed?
Yeah, you can.
All right. Reports of officers, directors. Does anybody have anything they want to report on? Okay.
Just how do you get rid of those people that are causing such a mess up there?
Yes.
And I left this one on here by accident, but since it's here, we'll use it anyway. 6, discussion possible action to fill vacant director position. It's already been filled, but there'll be another vacancy here probably towards the end of the year, because I'm in contract for 2 houses in Louisiana.
Oh, you did.
So
there'll be...
If they go through, I've got until...
I resign.
I second that.
So we have to start figuring out the succession plan. We need to start roping some people in to take over.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know.
We've been trying.
But we're going to have to try and find somebody that's willing to step in to start... You know, doing this stuff and learning what they can and can't do, and
see, none of us know.
Yeah, so we'll have to start working on it and see what we can do. The other thing is, we'll get to it when we get to the lawyers, but put the question to them: how do we
get out of
disband this thing?
Yeah,
because I don't think we can, but we can look ask for legal advice.
There has to be a way of doing it. Because it's crazy. I mean, I don't understand why it gets done like that.
The only way that I found or that I came up with that we might be able to is to go to the county and tell them that, you know, we can't get insurance and nobody wants to run it and we quit.
Yeah.
Now what?
No.
Your whole board quits.
And you have don't to force. Tell me we can't.
You have to force the county to take the roads. Then this can be gotten rid of. But you have to force the county to take the roads.
So how do we do that? We have to write letters?
Well, then we tell them we're just going to walk away from it. Now you're stuck. Now what?
Yeah.
You know, but,
well, we want to start doing that pretty soon because this is getting to be ridiculous.
Yeah. If nobody
else...
We
don't have any insurance. I don't want to be on here. I'm not going
right.
to have rush
exactly.
it.
No,
I don't have
either.
Any money to start with, but...
Well, once we get here to the back of this thing, we've got another one on here to talk about... what was it? Newsletter. And so we're going to put a newsletter out and tell people this is what's going to happen. So we're done.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens with that. Maybe somebody will step up.
What we all have to do is vote for a date that we're going to say, okay, we're all done on this date.
So you have until then.
We'll have until then. Otherwise,
yeah.
April 12th.
So, but anyway,
first of whatever, April.
I mean, though. Got 90 days, up to 90 days before I'll know for sure whether or not I've got houses back there. But if I do, then starting to move stuff. And I figure by the end of the year, of course, it could be sooner. Depends on, I'm going to have to sell this place. So it depends on how long that takes. So.
You know, one really sad thing is the age of the board.
Yeah.
I mean, we all should be
70s and 80s.
There should be people younger than us running the board.
You're right.
But they don't want to.
People nowadays, they have to pay.
I know it.
Nobody else is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll take us on to discussion and review of monthly financial reports. I don't have any. I didn't get any from... CAHOA, probably because they haven't gotten any statements yet because it's too early in the month, our meeting. So.
It'll probably come today or tomorrow.
Yeah. So we don't have any for this month.
Not available.
No.
So that speeds things up a little.
Yeah.
Discussion and possible action on purchasing insurance. I emailed Christy again at Insurica. She's still waiting for a response from the last carrier that she had. They had a couple of questions, how many lots we had and I forget what else, but I answered her questions, and she hasn't heard back from them yet.
We're probably too small.
That's part of it, and we're different.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have, they asked something about how the buildings and stuff. We ain't got any. Yeah. Each property owner can do whatever they want. We're not, it's not that kind of association.
Most homeowners are with the homes.
Yeah. So, I do have, I did dig up a website that, for a homeowners association, and it has a list of insurance agents that do HOA stuff. So I'll make some calls too and see if anybody else has anything. And we'll see, but at this point in time, we still haven't found anything.
Even if we, what?
So we're running on empty.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not happy.
No, there's down there.
Yeah, okay, that's yours.
So, but anyway, I will follow up this week and see what I can find out if there's anybody else that'll quote us.
Maybe stupid, but.
Well, we're not a risk. It's such minimal risk because we don't have anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's
just
not
roads.
Like you're gonna steal
what if we end up?
Here.
Wait a minute. If we end up with that property up there, that you're going to bid on. Who's going to take control of that? I hope we don't get it. Don't put the bid in. Really, because if you put the bid in, we don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
We're not going to tear it down ourselves.
Oh, well.
And we're not going to hire somebody because I don't even know how much money we have.
You have to get a work crew in there.
Well,
yeah.
And we won't have any money for a work crew because we'll put all our money into buying it. I say don't buy it. Don't put the bid in. You haven't yet,
but
right?
We're going to get to that. It's on here. So we'll get there. But anyway, that's the update on the insurance. We're still waiting to hear back. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Okay, so then the next one is the tax sale properties. And we'll just go ahead and combine 9 and 10 because they pretty much are. I have signed up to bid. We put our $5,000 deposit and paid our $35 fee. So they've got $5,000 of our money that we won't get back for about 2 weeks after the auction closes.
Do you have to put that much of a bid in? Do you have
no.
to make it that high?
No. We can put whatever we want on there.
$5,000.
It's the only way I know of to get those people out, though. Somebody's got to buy it.
I realize that, but I think more people will bid on it.
I did have a call from a guy that was doing his due diligence. He was looking at, what's the one up there? Pagoria. He was looking at that one. So, and he called the water district. So I told him, yeah, we aren't serving water up there.
Yeah, Pagoria.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then I told him it's in an HOA. Oh.
Yeah, and that ended that.
Pretty much. Yeah, he's pretty much done. And I told him it's been vacant for 20 years. Oh.
Yeah.
He said it looked like hell. He said animals have been living in it and everything.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's the same with the house up there.
Yep. Yep.
And it has to be torn down.
The animals didn't make all that mess.
No.
Oh, no, the people, the two-legged ones.
Pagoria's has got $21,000 owed against it in taxes.
Oh, and that's another thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was looking at it as something he could go in there and fix and sell, but when he found out about the other issues, he wasn't interested anymore. And he mentioned the ones on Spur, and he said it looked like there was somebody living in one of them. Yep.
Yeah.
So he wasn't too interested in those either. I told him, one has a well, though. At least you got water, but, you got all, I don't know what kind of water you got.
Yeah.
And you got plenty of other headaches that go with it. And so he said, yeah, I don't think those are the ones either.
I've been picking up his mail, and he tells me that Pinyon Water is now coming from, the bills are coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma. The last two.
He's turned it over to a billing company.
Oh, has he?
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has, because he wrote, he said if you wanted to pay by a credit card, you could contact them. Well, I guess Nick, he contacted them, and he was told that it would cost him 5% of his bill. So if he wanted to have it automatically paid, it would be 5%.
No.
And he says, the heck with that. He says, because he says they're so erratic in getting the bills out, and then they turn around and they zap you for a late payment.
Late payments when they get the
bills
out.
Well, you know what they did with me.
They cannot charge you a late payment until 20 days after the bill is sent out. The bill cannot be due for 20 days.
That's normal. That's not Jason.
Yeah, the bill cannot be due for 20 days.
Their bills are due right away.
Yeah, they can't.
No, they
can't
have a bill due. They have a date it. On them. There is a bill due date.
They're due when they're issued.
It is about 20 days.
But they can't be past due for 20 days.
Yeah. But yeah. It's just, well, you know what they did with me? I was making out checks. I mean, oh, what the heck? I might as well make theirs out too. And I never mail it right away. Normally, but I did. So I mailed it out like on the 3rd of the month. This is like the 12th or the 13th, and I'm going, they never cashed the check. So I texted them. I said, I mailed the check out, and I said, I know I mailed the check out. I've got a witness. And then I said, I would like to know why you haven't cashed it. So she tucks back, she says, we received your check. I said, good, because now I've got that in writing, that they got it, and it was before the due date, so they can't charge me. That's what they want to do. They want to charge you $16. Yeah.
But I'm sure they got tired of doing the billing, so they have a billing company doing it now.
Mm-hmm. They can afford it now. but as far as that land goes, I make a motion that we back
change
out
our minds.
Yes.
Well, we don't have to bid on it. We can change our minds.
Well, that's my motion.
Yeah. We still won't have an office or a place to put anything, but we have
a gap
for all these years.
We're not going to have anything to put anyway. We're going to close down. We have to close down because nobody's going to do it.
Yeah. If you're gone, then the rest of us are too.
Yeah. Well, we're just hanging in because
I'm hanging in because of Randy. That's the only reason.
Me too.
Same thing with the water company. If I'm out of there as well,
the water company will stay going because that's
different. But I mean, I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not even a member of it. I don't get the water from them. It should be somebody that gets their water.
Well, you're a property owner though, so you're.
I'm a property owner, but I'm not a property owner in your
in the water district.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the water district.
Oh, really?
I didn't know. Water district covers this whole area.
Yeah.
And even with the dingbat?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, you're still in the water district.
Oh, I didn't realize that. For some reason,
I want to get out of this also because, I mean, out of all of it too, because now I've got a whole lot more stuff going on and I don't have time to spend in it.
She has to sit there and work with the animals and we could go have coffee somewhere.
You've got your donkey ranch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the little donkeys do any time now, so... You know, and between now and the next 2 months.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's up to you guys. I don't have to bid on them.
I made a motion. You can do what you want with it.
If anybody wants to second it, we can back out. We don't have to do them. We just wait, and they'll send us our deposit back. All it cost us was $35 for signing up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna second that.
I was gonna do the same because you know what?
We have nobody helping.
Let's face it, Randy is going to leave one of these.
Right,
sooner or later.
Probably sooner.
Yeah. So that's going to leave us stuck. Now, if we don't have anything or any else, then it's easier to
just continue. Yeah, just
ban. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If we
have
property
any assets to
figure out what to do
as far as that's concerned, you know, because if we have that, then you'll have to pay for that.
Savings or
that's the thing we would have to work out with the if we see the problem is I don't think we can disband it unless the county takes the roads. So it'd be a matter of getting them to take the roads.
And then they can have our savings.
They're not I don't think they're going to do, but we can try. That's something that could be negotiated is give them or spend the money on the roads or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know, because that's something I think we should pose to the attorneys when we get to that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. But,
I don't want to have a house sitting there, or a piece of land sitting there that, maybe we had talked about we could, strip those things off and sell it. And it probably would sell once we got a hold of it. But who's going to work with it?
Mm-hmm.
None of us.
Yeah, I know. Nobody wants to do this stuff. I know.
No, and I don't want to try and figure out how to get them to take 8-foot pieces to dump.
I feel all of us have gone over and above for the HOA.
Exactly. We've done a lot of work, and I mean, it's not that you wanted, recognition. Who cares?
No, I don't care.
But now all you want is some help.
But I should have been off probably about 4 years ago, and.
Well, between me and my husband,
yeah,
the two of us now.
Lowell was on it too. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it goes way back, and
I mean, it's gotten to that point. I'm in my 80s. I don't feel like
Bill just came in because we needed to fill it and keep Carl out. You agreed to come on this so that we didn't get Carl on here to fill that vacancy.
There's another thing. If we jump out, then Carl's going to come in and
let him have it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him have it.
Mm-hmm.
See if he can get one of his two or three.
And then you guys can threaten to sue him all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
Spending his money.
There we go.
Yep. All right, well, we've got a motion to not bid on them, so unless anybody's opposed, we'll call it unanimous.
Did you get that, Bill?
No.
We're having a motion to not buy the property, not to go into the tax sale and buy that property any longer and get our money back except for $35.
Is that a good idea?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was a good idea, Bill, because that way we don't have any assets.
Yeah. We got plenty of assets. You know, what to do with them, I don't know.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I meant a permanent type.
Yeah.
Well, that gets us to, let's see, we already did 10.
No, we're not through with that, though. What about all the assets that we do have, the signs?
Well, what we'll have to do is, on the next agenda, we'll have to put on here an item to discuss dissolution of the association.
Okay, next time.
And see if that'll get anybody to attend a meeting.
That's right.
Because we have signs I don't know. I don't even know what all we have anymore. There is a list somewhere.
Well, you know, if worst comes to worst, and we know we're going to get rid of it, we just, you know, it's put an ad and sign and sell the darn thing.
Stick it out front, put for sale.
Yeah. Put a sign up. Signs for sale or something.
Okay, well, that gets us to discussion and possible action on response to letter received from member. We got an email from Carl with another one of his rants. So it's in here for everybody to read. I already responded to it because I did check the civil code, and he's asking for a copy of the contract with California HOA. So I sent him one because he is, as a member, he's entitled to request one. So
that's the end of that.
Yeah, we complied.
Next time.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything else on here other than his bitching about everything, but that's what he wanted was the contract.
Well, he was even writing the Sand Canyon News thing. I got that.
Well, the only other thing he's got in here is he wants the status of all board members, when they were elected and when their term ended. He can look it up.
Yeah.
We don't have a list, so we don't have to provide him with one. There is no list, so...
There isn't any list.
No. Mm-mm.
What did he say on Sand Canyon? Prince of Sand Canyon.
Oh, that they're having an illegal meeting in March, and then
okay.
I just saw that, and I said, oh, with it.
No, I just wondered if there's actually anything to worry about. No.
Okay. So anyway, the response was sent, and then also, whenever I send a copy to the board, and whenever I send that part of the board, everything goes to CAHOA, and so he sent Carl a copy too. So Carl got two copies. But anyway, that's it for that one. Discussion and possible action on payment of retainer to council for continued representation of association. We got the renewal letter from council from Roseman Law, along with an invoice. They're due, I think, next month sometime. Oh, on or before April 10th. And considering just all the things we've got going on, I do believe that we should probably continue
with our lawyer
contracting for their representation.
I agree with that.
Yep.
We're going to need him.
Yeah. I mean, we do end up paying for some of this stuff, but at least there's somebody we can ask questions.
That's
for the
right.
$500, and it gives us a reduced price on all their other fees. So.
And besides that, it'll help us get rid of some of our money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too worried about that, but because the thing about the money is that if nothing else, if we do dissolve, that gets split up and sent back to the members. That's how that works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But again, that's a minor. But again, I think that, yes, we should go ahead and renew with them. So if anybody wants to make a motion to renew that, then we'll get a check.
I'll make a motion to renew that.
Actually, I think last time I paid with a credit card. If I can do that again, I will. That way we don't have to call months and get a check, sign it, you know.
Yeah, I'll second it.
But either way, we'll get it done, okay?
Okay.
So that was Jean and Rita. Any opposed? All right, we'll continue their representation. And once I will be sending them an email and asking them for their opinion on how we can dissolve the association.
Yeah, see if they know how.
And see what we can do. But we'll put that on the next agenda to discuss, too. But in the meantime, I'll ask them for an opinion, see what they think, what we can do.
Okay.
That gets us to discussion, possible action on road repairs, et cetera. We have no coverage. We can't do nothing.
You can't do anything.
It's not worth the risk. I won't even move the grader right now. It's just, it's not worth the risk. Mm-hmm. So anything happens, we're liable.
Yeah, and I want to leave it out there because if you're going to be gone, and you can put it back as long as you're here, but if you're gone, yeah. I don't want anybody else driving it in the barn. I trust you.
Yeah, and we'll see. Again, I think when we get to the newsletter, we'll discuss it, but we need to put, that's the biggest thing for the newsletter.
Yeah.
What are people going to do? Yeah.
Do we need to put the grader back in Bob's store?
No, we're just going to leave it out. They're usually parked outdoors anyway. That's normal. They're made to park outside.
I'm more worried about vandalism from stupid kids driving up and down the road.
And there's so many of them now.
And so far.
We've had vandalism, and that's my number one worry is.
Yeah, the only other thing we could do would be to park it in the end of one of the cul-de-sacs or something, but then it's more likely, I think, because it's not out in the open.
Yeah.
Right here, it's out in the open.
And more people driving by, if they start dealing with it, people will see it.
I still think we ought to put it up for sale.
Yeah, and we can. I mean, there's nothing. I think if we can get insurance, we can at least grade the roads, but we've got to get insurance first.
We don't have insurance.
I know.
So I think that should be on next month's.
It's on this one.
Discussion, but I think we should put it up for sale.
We can definitely do that.
I do too, because I think that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, we'll get to that one too, because it's down here.
And even if we get insurance and then Brandy leaves, nobody's going to
want it. Who's going to drive it?
Who's going to drive it? What's going to happen? That's another asset we can get rid of.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that one in a minute.
Okay.
All right, so we've got this one done. We're at discussion. Let's see, we just did road repairs, so no action there because we can't do anything without insurance. And there's no reason to talk about the volunteers and maintenance crew or any of that stuff because we can't do nothing right now anyway.
Yeah.
So that's takes care of those. That gets us to update and discussion of progress with CAHOA, assumption of administrative duties. I'm guessing because the last thing I got from them was their check that I need to sign and send back. But it has a stamped on address now, and that address goes to a house in Upland. I have a feeling they closed their office, and he's working out of his house now. I think that's probably why we've had so many of these things not, they fell through the cracks because he was moving everything. Yeah, and he didn't tell us that, but I think that's what's happened.
I don't think we better drop him right now, though.
No, I don't either, because we need somebody to do this paperwork.
Yeah.
Unless, again, and that we'll talk about with the newsletter, is how to put this out to the people, because we need somebody to step up and do it.
We're going to have to get together to write this newsletter. I don't think one of us can do it.
Well, I can draft one if I can find time, but...
Well,
but anyway,
that's the problem. You're really busy.
Everything's pretty much going with CAHOA. It's just that some things have been falling through the cracks, but I think that's why.
I agree with that.
I wish that they'd communicated and said that, but...
They could have said we're in the process of moving. They didn't have to say I'm moving to my house. I just in the moving, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, so that gets us to discussion, possible action on disposition of the grader.
Sell it!
We just had that.
What I would say... that's right, under the lawyers. Let me back up. Under the lawyers, I wanted to let everybody know, too, that another thing that I sent to the lawyers, which is another reason we need to keep them, I'm having an argument with one of the damn title companies. They're insisting that the notice of delinquent assessments that was filed ages ago on some property is a lien. And it's not. It doesn't say it's a lien anywhere. In fact, on it says if they're not paid, a lien may be filed. It's not a damn lien. We've never released one in our lives that I know of. And they're insisting it's got to be released. They can't close escrow.
Well, then they just can't close escrow.
I sent it to counsel, let them look at it, and let them tell us what we need to do. Because I'm not going to file a lien release. It's not a lien.
Yeah.
And I told them, have the title company send us what you want filed then, so we can look at it. And, of course, they won't do that. So
where is that? Where
are file a lien release if you don't have a lien.
Yeah, I need a lien number to put on it.
Period.
I know.
That's end of discussion.
Then it's not a lien.
Where is lawyer in here? I don't see anything about a lawyer.
That was 12.
Oh,
payment to
way
council.
Up there. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, I just want to let you know that's in here is the emails I've had back and forth with them. I told her, I don't know how to release it. It's not a lien. There's nothing to release. It was paid.
Somebody's an idiot.
Yeah. Somebody at the title company that did.
Somebody in the title is reading it wrong.
Yeah. Well, they're. Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're reading it wrong.
Just because something's recorded doesn't mean
that. They saw a lien on the paper. Oops, it's a lien. They didn't say that it's not going to. It is not going to be a lien.
Yeah. Something that, you know, just because something's recorded on a property does not mean it clouds the property.
No.
It just means it was recorded.
That's right.
But anyway,
on 17, what did we decide?
Nothing yet. We're gonna. I saw my notes. That's why we went back. Now we're back to 17. One thing I would put out there. I would say wait another month. Let's get a newsletter out and see if we can get. You know, if we tell them, hey, everybody's quitting. Who's going to step up? If nobody steps up, well, then no problem. We disband and get rid of everything. At least give them an opportunity. For somebody to step up and say, okay, we'll step in. That's just my opinion. I would wait a month and
I think you have to, because if you don't, then the lawyers will say, well, what did you do to help answer and give them any time? You got to give them time to say it.
Well, and besides that,
we've been begging all along for the last 5 years.
Whoever takes this, if anybody steps in, they're going to need a grader or something to do roads, because we know how much fun it is trying to find a contractor nowadays.
Yeah.
And how much that's going to cost.
What are Carl's going to do? Is he going to try and drive it? He's the only one that's going to come in and try and get in here.
I know.
Well, and that's the other thing that, you know, we'll have to make sure people are aware of. If nobody else steps up, Carl's going to take it. He'll run it. And what he's going to do is take all the money.
Yeah. He's going to pay himself off.
You bet. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Because that one lawyer, I guess, has been bugging him. I don't know about recently, but about the $5,000 that he was supposed to have us pay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's he'll just start paying off his stuff.
Yeah.
I know. That's what'll happen with I don't know that. But anyway, that would be my fear.
I agree with you.
But
I agree too.
And Carl can't handle it. We already know that. He can't do this stuff.
No, he can't. And he's got high medical. At least that's what I hear. I don't know anything about.
Yeah. This is such a
anyway,
that
he's every bit as old as we are, and he can't.
Right. He's older. His birthday was in February 2nd.
We're
the same age as you are.
But we're kind of getting past that. But anyway, my recommendation would be to sit on the grader for at least another month. Let's give people an opportunity to step up.
Okay.
We'll at least give them an opportunity. But if you want, we can put it up for sale now. I don't. It doesn't bother. It doesn't matter.
Only thing that matters is that it takes a long time to sell something.
Not necessarily.
Well, what is the value on the grader?
That's a good question. It's hard to say what it would sell for. There's a 2016 grader for sale right now for $229,000.
Yeah, see,
that grader's probably worth more than what we paid for it now.
Oh, definitely.
Because they're.
Well, now would be a good time to sell it.
The equipment has gone up so much.
I wouldn't sell it for less than 50.
That's why I'm thinking even waiting a month is not going to hurt us. It's probably going to be worth more.
Yeah, make it up higher. Then we'll have to get somebody that in the knowledge to tell us what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
What? If we sold the grader, we could blacktops Sand Canyon.
No, we can't do anything. We don't have any insurance.
Can't do it.
No, I meant with Blackstone. Give them a contract and say, hey, do your job.
We shouldn't be approving any contracts because we don't have insurance.
Yeah, okay. We can't.
Yeah, because they're going to ask us if we have insurance.
That's
the first thing they're going to ask.
They're not going to work it.
Yeah, as a contractor, they're going to make sure you've got insurance to cover the road. What they don't cover.
But that'd be my recommendation on the graders. Let's just wait another month or so, and let's see what kind of response we get. We'll get a newsletter out and see if we get any kind of response.
Well, you can't leave here till we get rid of that thing.
I don't think we'll have a problem getting rid of it.
Okay. I just don't want
to. That gets us to the annual statement that we still have to approve. We need to get it out here in the next couple of months, but first I need to get CAHOA to get with IRS and get our fiscal year changed and all that so that we can...
Don't we usually have to about now send in as something with the state?
Yeah.
Saying that we are...
Yeah, we have to do our annual filing. I got to find out if they've done that because I'm sure they haven't. So yeah, we need to follow up on all this stuff.
If they did it, they would have to send us a check.
That's one of the things that I'm finding is that with the California HOA, it's almost easier for us to do it because everything that they need to do, we've got to tell them to do.
Yeah. Well, we haven't got it in the mail yet. When that comes in the mail, I'll just bring you down and check them.
Yeah.
We'll have to go ahead and file it. I mean,
But I'm going to have to get with them and see what they've done and what they haven't done. I just haven't had time, but I'm going to have to sit down on the phone with him for a while and go over all this stuff and see where it's at and get all this taken care of. It's too much crap. That's why the best thing is if we can dissolve.
Just get rid of this thing.
Yeah. And I'm going to put that on the next agenda. Discuss dissolving. Because it's just too much.
I make a motion. You second?
I don't think we have to have a motion, and that's for next time.
But I agree. This time,
I know.
We should be approving the annual statement, but I'd have to go back through it and reread it and make sure it's all done, but I think it is. I don't remember where I left off.
Well, we can approve it next time.
Yeah, we'll just carry it over. I'll talk with them too. Discussion contents for spring newsletter. We quit.
Yeah.
That's the topic for the next newsletter.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anything else we want to tell people? We can let them know that we're going to sell the grader if nobody steps up.
We need volunteers for the
board.
Any kind of work that we do.
We need a board first.
First, we need a board.
Okay.
Yeah. Then they can get volunteers.
Yeah, the present board has already sent in their letters of resignation.
Right.
And then and we all should do it.
Yeah, bring it next time.
And have a date that maybe it would be
resigned as.
At least send
it in. We'll point out that we had an opportunity to buy property for the association, and we declined because... We don't know where the association is going. We give up.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, we all do.
And we've all did sending in our letters of resignation.
Yeah.
Can't we just hand it in?
Is it
impossible to do work right
now? We receive letters of resignation from the board.
No, we've got no insurance. It's liability.
The age of the people that are doing it, number one.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we can't do anything.
No, they make it really difficult.
Yep.
I hear people complain all the time because I'm out mucking or whatever, and they even holler, when are you guys going to do the roads? You know, not. We're not.
When are you going to show up?
Yeah. That's a good answer.
Yes, when you volunteer to serve.
I know it's sad when the work crew, everybody was over 70.
Yeah.
That is damn sad.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that takes care of the newsletter. I think that'll be a good enough start.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to Don Rooney.
Yeah. Yeah, Rooney was a big part of it.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. We quit.
Okay. Any other future agenda items besides dissolving?
No, the county came out to his house to call his cars.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, really?
And they're not through. They're gonna take more stuff because they have to.
Clean it out.
Yeah. Then they can put it up for sale. I know that he has heirs. I just don't know who they are.
I think he had when we were going back and forth to the grocery store, he talked about a daughter.
Well, the thing is he's got beneficiaries on, I don't know how many checking accounts and savings accounts and investments that he's had, different investment companies. You know, I pick up his mail. Finally, they've got it. Somebody finally read the word deceased on there, and that's when things started happening. And I'm so glad that it's happening because I'm not getting a lot of mail from him now. Just the newspaper and
they probably changed the address to whoever's administering it now. If nobody steps up, then they have to. The coroner has to put it into probate.
Right.
But the thing is, it's like most of these other places, they never did because there was no money there. So it just they just abandoned it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But if he has money to pay for it, then the county will come in and they'll get rid of everything, and then You know, they, because they'll have all the fees to be paid for doing that, which will take all the money.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
No, Don had money, believe me.
Yeah. So that's why in his case, they're actually doing something.
Yeah, and they're going to get their money back. They're going to auction off the vehicles. They're going to, and he, like I said, he's got investments. Every time I pick up his mail, he's got a different company investment. And so, and they have to have put down beneficiaries. So the coroner has to find these people.
Yeah, there should have been
somebody.
That's
their job. They have to find these people.
Yeah, it is the coroner's job to find whoever's next to kin is.
Well, there's a lot of money that Don had. And, you know, I'm sure the state wants the $250,000 that he's got in the bank.
Yeah. Well, that won't go to him if he's got a beneficiary. I mean, it'll go to them.
Well, on the bank, you have to have a beneficiary, too, don't you?
For your savings account.
Yeah.
Not for the checking account, either.
Oh, I have this one.
Anybody have anything else for our next agenda?
Oh, shoot.
I want to make sure that's in there too. Can we quit getting rid of the RS assets?
On the thing, should we include the a memorial type thing for Don before for everybody to know about him?
We can.
Yeah.
Just want to thank one of our volunteers.
Yeah, right.
Who's
passed away and has volunteered for everything.
Yeah,
everything.
And because he did. He volunteered.
Yeah, I mean, he was always on, he was Johnny on the spot.
He was one of the stronger ones. I mean, yeah, Marcus was strong too. But
he used to ride his bike. I mean, he was physically strong.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
Well, actually, we should put a list of the volunteers that we've lost. I think would be a better, the best way to go. Because we need to, and we can point that out. This is why we have no volunteers left that'll do anything.
Yeah.
They've passed away. I mean, John.
Right. John Scrogan. Marcus.
My husband.
And everybody else.
Yep.
He was first.
Actually, my husband was on.
No, he had another John.
But nobody knew who he was, so don't put him in there. I don't mean Bob.
Things have really changed. When I was on the board way back, we just get a group of guys together. We go out, do the work. We didn't list the name. We didn't list the insurance. The only requirement we had was an orange vest. And that was it, you know.
When I have
and
those
now
too.
We can, you know, no longer do that.
Well, if anybody thinks of anybody else that we should add on here besides the four, let me know and we can add them on. But yeah, that way we can just point out to people that these are the people that used to do all the work and they're not here anymore. Now
even
what?
Carrasco helped us, but I don't know where he is.
I don't know where he is either. No offense, I think you should have put Rita's husband and Jeff on there.
Who?
Jeff Drought.
And Rita's husband, Lowe.
The crew was Marcus, Don, Rita, and myself.
Majority of it.
And we fixed every pothole that was out there.
But don't forget John Scrogan. John Scrogan.
Yeah, well, that's really going back. Well,
not that far. That's what, 5 years?
That's why I said my husband's been 15 years. Nobody knew him.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to put it in there.
And we had more people flip us off than congratulate us.
Yeah. They didn't like having to go
around
our work or slow down so that we could get out of their way. They didn't like it.
That's okay. They can.
Yeah, but then there was a complaint.
Well,
I'll draft something, and then if anybody thinks of anything else, just let me know, and we can add it in there. But I'll get something drafted because we need to get something out to people that, hey, you got nobody left to run this unless somebody's going to step up.
Yeah, now you have a good answer. If anybody says, when is anything going to be done? Oh,
when you
we're
going
to. Are you volunteering? Are you volunteering? And you can be on the board, and then that way you'll have it get done.
Get you and your friends on the board.
That's right.
We don't know what it'll be.
Go back with that, and they'll either stop doing it or they'll know it. One or the other.
We get more gripes than we get offers of help.
Oh, yeah. That's all you ever hear is gripes.
Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Any opposed?
I'm going to shoot the number one driver.